This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 110 people have died in devastating floods across parts of western Germany and Belgium, officials said Friday, as rescue operations and the search for hundreds still unaccounted for continues. Authorities in one German state say 60 people died there. In a neighboring state, officials put the death toll at 43, and Belgium reported 12 dead. Rescuers were rushing to help people trapped in their homes. Regional authorities said several people had died after their houses collapsed, and aerial pictures show what appears to be a massive sinkhole. Officials have warned such disasters could become more common due to climate change. U.S. officials and the Gavi Vaccine Alliance said Friday nearly 50 African countries are to receive 25 million COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by the United States, with the first shipments to Burkina Faso and Ethiopia in the coming days. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to share 80 million American-made vaccines with countries around the world to protect the most vulnerable and stem transmission of the coronavirus. Nearly a million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be delivered in the coming days, and the remainder will be shipped in the coming weeks, according to the U.S. State Department. Africa recorded a 43% jump in COVID-19 deaths last week as infections and hospital admissions have risen and countries face shortages of oxygen and intensive care beds, the World Health Organization said on Thursday. An official with the African Union says the U.S. donation was appreciated, quote, especially at this moment when we are witnessing the third wave in a number of African countries. The COVAX dose sharing program has so far shipped 121 million doses to 136 mostly low and middle income countries. This is VOA.